weather plays a hand in a California highway nightmare, an Arkansas state trooper backs up President Clinton's story. Two winners share the $90 million Powerball prize. Good morning for Bill Lynch. This is Frank Settapani with the CBS World News Roundup. At least six big rigs and two dozen passenger cars were involved in a chain reaction collision on I-80 outside Sacramento. It happened early this morning. A California Highway Patrol officer says fog cut visibility and a slick layer of unseen black ice made stopping almost impossible.
In the fog and the cold with all the ice, it was just kind of like a minor pandemonium going on.
This California Highway Patrol officer was amazed that no one was killed.
It was just a bunch of like little matchboxes sliding together. So a lot of people kind of looked up and said they're, you know, very thankful to be alive right now.
Seven people were hospitalized and many more reported lesser injuries. Arkansas State Trooper Danny Ferguson has come out in support of President Clinton, saying neither he nor his colleagues were offered jobs by the president in return for keeping quiet about his alleged infidelity. Ferguson's story is at odds with accounts given by two others who claim they facilitated trysts while the president was governor of Arkansas and were told by the president they could get jobs by hushing the story. White House correspondent Bill Plant has more.
The Clintons and their White House team now seem determined to get these charges behind them by saying that they have dealt with them and that they will deal with them no further. In interviews yesterday, Mr. Clinton refused point blank to answer the question of whether he actually was unfaithful, whether he did commit the indiscretions that were charged. He simply said that he had answered that in the past. They are very pleased that one state trooper came forward and said that he had not, in fact, been offered a federal job in return for his silence.
First Lady Hillary Clinton has canceled scheduled appearances on the network television breakfast shows, saying she doesn't want to have to deal with more questions about the story.
15, 13, 29, number 1 and number 3, 12 is the Powerball.
Dame Fortune smiled twice last night as a spokeswoman for the Multi-State Lottery Association announced the outcome of the latest Powerball bonanza.
There were two grand prize winners from the District of Columbia that will share an estimated $90 million.
The ticket holders who correctly guessed the numbers 1, 3, 13, 15, 29, and 12 will split the prize. 54 others who got five numbers right will cash checks for $100,000 apiece. It's 2:30 past the hour. Fidel Castro's daughter is scheduled to hold a press conference this afternoon in Columbus, Georgia, to tell reporters about the defection from her homeland. As correspondent Dan Revive tells us from Miami, Cuban Americans expect her to criticize her father and to explain how she was able to flee Cuba.
Alina Fernandez Revuelta flew on Monday from Havana to Madrid, surprising because she used to tell visitors to Cuba that she'd never be allowed to leave. Once she got to Spain, the U.S. Embassy there granted her political asylum. She flew to Atlanta, and a Cuban-American activist is said to be sheltering her in Georgia. Other exiles say they hope her teenage child will be allowed to leave Cuba. Here in Miami, Cuban-born Congressman Lincoln Diaz-Balart says this proves that Cubans want freedom and the end of Fidel Castro's communist rule.
Was ever a dramatic manifestation of that national consensus. We've seen it now with Alina's decision to seek asylum in the United States.
Now she's likely to speak out against her father, Fidel Castro. Dan Revive, CBS News, Miami.
The board of directors has given its blessing, but as WBBM's Bernie Tafoya explains, a proposed employee buyout of United Airlines is still on a potentially turbulent flight path.
The deal is anything but done and could be another 6 months in the making. The $5 billion proposal must still be approved by United Airlines shareholders and members of the two unions representing United Airlines pilots and ground crews. Wage and benefit concessions are a large portion of the plan. Captain Herb Hunter is a spokesman for the Pilots Association. He says that if the deal goes through, travelers won't know the difference.
Our company will be the same fine company. We'll provide transportation from point A to point B on time and safely, and they shouldn't notice anything. They might notice a few more smiling faces.
The deal would make United Airlines the largest employee-owned company in the country. Bernie Tafoya for CBS News, Chicago.
The fate of Paramount Communications rests with its shareholders. Paramount's board has reversed itself and accepted a $10 billion hostile takeover by QVC, the cable television shopping network. It's not clear whether Viacom, Paramount's original partner in a friendly merger deal, will try to top the QVC bid. For the Disney company, 'tis the season to fret and frown. Sean McCorrig reports from Paris.
Behind the smiling masks of the characters on parade in Euro Disney, there are worried faces. The resort opened in April 1992, and it began losing money fast. So far, it's down almost $1 billion. Creditors this week suggested that the park may be forced to close. The American parent company, Walt Disney Corporation, has delivered an ultimatum. The Europeans must have their financial act together by next spring. Analysts say there are several factors causing the problems: higher interest rates on borrowed money, bad weather in Paris, and the recession. Euro Disney spokeswoman Maria Sheehan says the company never expected it to last so long.
The recession had not yet come to Europe, and we had expected our visitors to spend a considerable amount more than they are spending, I'd say almost 30%.
The resort quickly earned a reputation for being too expensive. Some European travel agents said it was often better value to fly to Florida's Disney World. Visitors also complained that the park is short-staffed.
The restaurants are actually shut. It really gets you very annoyed. Evidently, all the middle management here has been sacked. And if you complain and you want to see the restaurant manager, you can't because there isn't one anymore.
Euro Disney has lowered its prices and plans to add new rides and attractions next year. With over 9,000 jobs and the Disney reputation at stake, the company is still determined to make it work. Sean McCormick for CBS News, Paris.
It's 6 minutes after the hour. 400 female doctors in Canada have taken part in a survey on sexual harassment. A vast majority of them say they were harassed by patients. The results of the questionnaire are published in today's New England Journal of Medicine. Bob Oakes has more on the survey in this report from Boston.
In the study, 77% of the women doctors surveyed in Ontario reported having endured at least one episode of sexual harassment by their male patients. Study author Dr. Susan Phillips of Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, says she was surprised by the finding because doctors are generally the authority figures in the doctor-patient relationship.
The power conferred upon them by an MD degree didn't override whatever power it is that men have in our society that allows harassment of women to occur.
The doctors surveyed suggested methods to combat sexual harassment might include increasing security in doctors' offices and stressing the risk of sexual harassment to women students in medical school. Bob Oakes for CBS News, Boston.
It's 7 past. A 10-foot-tall Ku Klux Klan cross that was put up on the Statehouse grounds in Columbus, Ohio, and knocked down 3 times, was hauled down and removed and replaced by crosses from local church groups, which were also toppled and removed during the night. Police say they don't know who took down any of the crosses. Near New Concord, Kentucky, both drivers and one other person died in a fiery collision last night between a church bus and a passenger car. With Arctic air sweeping in from the plains, it's going to be a white Christmas as far south as Alabama. The holiday season weather in Germany and other parts of Europe has been downright deadly. John Holland has that.
In Bonn, authorities are considering evacuating 2 residential areas near the Rhine. At least 1 government ministry has already been evacuated, and officials were sandbagging several others. Riverside store owners and apartment dwellers from Cologne to Koblenz are already facing a massive Christmas cleanup, which could cost millions. It may not be Mississippi River proportion flooding, but it is still the worst along the mighty Rhine in nearly 70 years, and experts warn that floodwaters may not yet have peaked.
The Guardian newspaper of London reports that an unusually high number of birth defects have been found in the babies of Americans who served in the Gulf War and may have been exposed to chemical and biological weapons. The report says wives of men who fought in the Gulf are also reporting a high number of miscarriages. In Versailles, France, talks between Israel and the PLO have broken off until Monday. They'll resume in Cairo. Israeli Foreign Minister Peres says he's optimistic the two sides will resolve a border-crossing disagreement that's holding up Israel's withdrawal from Jericho and Gaza. According to the Washington Post, the Justice Department's second highest official wants President Clinton to reduce the life sentence Jonathan Pollard is serving for his conviction as a spy for Israel. At a meeting last fall, Israel's Prime Minister Rabin asked the president to consider clemency. Kmart is recalling at least 300,000 Candelier electric Christmas candles sold at Kmart and Builder Square stores that may have bad wiring and could cause a shock or start a fire. The candles were made exclusively for Kmart under the Trim a Home and Value Smart trademarks and certified by Underwriters Laboratory. Customers who bought them can get a full refund. Ukrainian police say they have 10 ounces of highly radioactive material in their possession now and have arrested 6 people who were caught trying to smuggle it abroad. That 10.5 ounces is worth about $1 million. New reports from the government show the economy is continuing to gain strength. Orders to factories for durable goods rose 2% in November. It was the 4th straight increase. Personal income, economic rocket fuel for business, advanced 0.6% last month. Consumer spending was up 0.4. After 30 minutes on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average was unchanged. It's 10 past.